This is a Robinson Seagull, right?
I'm not a Robinson, but okay.
Oh, we'll have to call it something. Mrs. Seagull.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
And you have experience, you lived in Lakewood many years ago.
I came down 1947. We were just married.
And what was your husband's name?
Jakob Foltas.
Where did he learn? Before?
He learned in class in Europe, and he learned in Baranowicz. He learned in a few places.
Where was he from originally?
From Poland.
Which city, remember?
From near Warsaw, that's Min.
Right, Min. Oh, that's
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of family he came from?
Hasidic. His father was Hasidic.
His husband was Hasidic. Which type of Hasidic, you know?
Well, I don't know. That I don't know. But you know, he was Hasidic. And the mother was a real Litvish lady.
Uh-huh.
She comes from Litvish. Her grandfather, her father was Rav in Radzmin.
In Radzmin, So they were Radzmin and Hasidim, in other words.
Well, yeah, his father was a Hasid.
Yeah. And,
but he learned, my husband learned, I mean, he learned only in Litvish yeshivas.
Yeah. So he went, he first learned in Baranowicz, is that it?
Well, when he was, right after Bar Mitzvah, they sent him to the yeshivas.
You don't know which one he went to.
Well, he went, but like I say, he was in Baranowicz, and he was in, he was in Kletz.
In Kletz.
He was considered Erbanus Talmud, but he was the youngest boy, but he did, he was a very sharp.
I understand. Anybody who was by Rabban had to be sharp. That goes without saying. And where was he during the war?
He was in Samarkand.
In Samarkand,
He was with a lot of Kletzka were there, but he ended up in Tajikistan someplace further.
Yeah.
He was 5 years on a tractor.
On a tractor?
Outside. He lived outside as a young boy.
Until
he was about 19, he ended up, he got together with the yeshiva light.
Yeah, and then he came back to, how did he get back to Europe? He went back to Europe after that?
No, he didn't. He went to France. I met him in France.
Yeah,
that's all I
France.
Know.
Uh-huh.
He went through a lot over there. For 5 years he was between Goyim. He was not one yid there.
So he wasn't together with the other yeshiva light.
You ever heard of the song Jacob?
Who?
A song Jacob, Yontav Erlach wrote it.
It could be, yeah. I don't remember.
Now Fried has that record. The singer, he took over everything from Yontav Erlach.
He took over. And that song was about your father?
That song was the true story about him, how he lived in Tajikistan, how he ended up there.
Yankov Elf made a song.
Yeah, well, he made that record, he made that song on Nice Wedding Night.
Where was that?
In France.
Yankov Elf was in France?
Yeah, sure, he was. He knew my husband, but he was a young boy yet.
Okay,
they were together in Uzbekistan.
Now, you came to Lakewood then? When did
in
you?
In 1947.
Okay.
We got married in France, and Baron Kotler sent us the visa. But he said to get married there, not to come as Hassan Kavis. So we married there and became as married couple to Lakewood.
Where did you live?
We moved 3 times in Lakewood. Because when we got in Lakewood, in 1947, you couldn't get an apartment or nothing. So we ended up in a rooming house on Lexington Avenue.
And who were the other people that you were with there from Kletsk?
Was Natborny. He lived in Umbar Park.
Yeah.
He was from the younger one. There were the older people that they were in, someplace else. Some of them were in France, and most of them were from some other places.
Who were some of the people?
Kanarik was there. You remember Kanarik. He had a yeshiva here afterwards.
He has yeshiva. Is that the one who has the yeshiva in
His son has the yeshiva.
Yeah.
He's gone already. Rabbi and Mrs. Kanarik are gone already, both of them. They were there that time. Rabbi Katz was that time there, the one that used to work for Lakewood, till he was Nifter.
You mean he's Yaakov Katz. He was from Connecticut?
No. Katz, his wife is Lee Katz. I don't know.
Oh, Katz. Okay. Yeah, I think I know.
He was working for Lakewood until he was Nipter.
Right. And who else do you remember from them?
And there was the, forgot their names already, you know, it's a long time. Most of them were European Koilijungalite. In Bochum was a lot of American Bochum.
Yeah.
Also some European, but a lot of, there was a Rabbi Kaplan, he ended up in Detroit. Mm-hmm. He was a Bochum yet there from Europe. And Heufitz, he lives now in Queens. He was also there as a Bochum yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, a few of them that my children's father knew from Europe.
Mm-hmm. Where were you from?
Me, from Munkacs.
Munkacs. And now, this, and in Lakewood, who were some of the people that you associated with?
Well, just the Yeshiva brothers there, that's it. Oh, yeah, Rabbi Mazer also, he was American.
Uh-huh.
He still lives, I think he lives near someplace, Esbury Park or someplace.
I don't know. Oh, Mazer? No.
Mazer, yeah, he was that time too.
Mm-hmm.
And Goldberg. They live in the east side.
They still live?
I think so. Mm-hmm. They were in Lakewood there too. They were for the younger couple that have so many children. The others had already older children. I don't know.
How long?
And Rebbetzin Gnauer was there.
Gnauer?
Yeah.
Her husband was killed by the Arabs?
Yeah. That's the one. She was there too. They had already four children or something when I came there. She helped me out a lot because I really didn't know much English yet, you know.
Yeah, I understand. And what did you have to do with other people from the yeshiva, like the Kotlers and them?
Well, I got friends with Rebbetzin Kotler, and she had no children yet. I had no. See, but you should talk sometime, go together someplace, you know, nothing much. Yeah. I mean, she was busy.
Yeah. You're talking about the old Rebbetzin Kotler?
No. The old Rebbetzin Kotler was something else. I used to go to her too. And she moved to Borough Park, and yeah. I was in Borough Park. I used to sometimes take her to a hoopah and pick her up or whatever, you know. Just I was always like around her somehow, here and there. And
what other experiences that are interesting that happened in Lakewood with the relation to Rabban?
I don't know the yeshiva, what really happened. I mean, I know that it was very strict. They had to, the Koilin guy had to sit in yeshiva and learn. They didn't come home for lunch. They came home for supper. Lunch, they had to eat there. It was a nice kitchen. They had a very nice cook, a German lady.
What was her name?
I don't know. I don't remember her name. But she was very good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Loved the Bochum like they were her children.
Uh-huh. You know Rebbetzin Grumman?
Oh, yeah, she was also there, sure. I was very good friends with Mrs. Grumman. We were really close friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Rabbi Eisen was there. He's also Nifter. She was Nifter.
By who?
Eisen. They came. He was an Alter Bocher, and he married a girl from England. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was in England, I think. I'm not sure. They married late.
Uh-huh. Eisen. Where did they live afterwards?
In fact, he has a son that, I don't know where he is, but he's Rosh Hashiva and a yeshiva. Very, very fine boys.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a nice family. And his daughter, he has a daughter that's married to Tillim in Muncie.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So, was any other
was a nice crowd.
Memorable experience?
It was a real yeshivish crowd. Everybody was the same, and everybody was close to each other. Everybody helped each other. It was a different life than today, that's for sure.
What's today?
Today, I wouldn't live there.
You wouldn't?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It's too strange.
Strange?
You know, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's different.
Uh-huh.
And, let's see, how long...
We were all involved with each other. We babysat for each other. I mean, it was a different life.
It was smaller.
It was smaller, yeah. It was much smaller. And it was a real yeshivish life. Real yeshivish life.
Yeah. Like,
everybody had the same thing. Nobody had more, nobody had less.
There were no fancy houses.
No. Uh-huh. I lived the first, when we first came there, I told you we couldn't get an apartment, we lived in a rooming house.
Yeah.
And then we went to another apartment, furnished, all furnished, and never bought anything. Uh-huh. Couldn't afford it.
Uh-huh. And how long were you there? How many years?
I left my my first son was born in Manhattan, in New York, in Brooklyn, but I lived in Lakewood.
Uh-huh. So how many years were you there?
I was there from 1947 to 52.
Uh-huh.
My second boy was born there also. Van Cutler was Sandick, and a Bodner made the breast in his hotel.
The old Bodner?
Yeah, he was Sandick.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he was, Rabbi Cutler was Sandick. He was the father.
Uh-huh. Okay, any other things?
I mean, we had no family, you know, so like
yeah.
We took...
So the yeshiva life was a family.
That's right, exactly.
Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. And do you have any other memorable experiences of remembrance of Rabbi?
Yeah,
no,
Rabbi was somebody that everybody respected. He was very—he didn't consider himself Sam. He didn't act like he's something really big, which he was. He was very, very nice, very simple, mixed with people. He didn't make himself. Oh, I'm the Rosh Hashiva or whatever. That's what I think.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what other people thought, but that's what I thought.
He didn't project himself.
Like no,
that.
No.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I think all sorts of wicked. Any other memorable events?
Yeah, it was nice. I think Lakewood was nice. I liked living there.
Yeah, but I'm saying figures, incidents or stories of what happened.
No, not special incidents, no. Nothing special. Actually, I got married there in yeshiva.
Yeah, okay, what was that?
Yeah, I think he got married after us. We were there. We were at the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And it was very nice. Yeshiva's wedding.
And who was by the wedding? Any people?
I don't know.
You remember?
From
New York, other people.
And I was very good friends also with his daughter, Sarah.
Sarah.
She was very nice, very bright, very beautiful. I mean, eyes of the cop, like they say.
Yeah, right, that's what they said.
No, she was.
I know. This was that.
She was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know some of her children. I don't even know them much since I'm away. And it's a different life, and I know he had the one that married Rabbi Newman. I know her. She's the oldest, I think.
The one that married Rabbi Newman, that was Schwartzman.
Yeah, Schwartzman. That's her, Sarah's daughter. I mean, her mother's name was Sarah.
Right, she's also very smart.
She's very, yeah. She looks just like her mother, for so long ago.
And there's others, there's Yurkansky, and...
The others I don't know,
Ocean,
really.
Ocean, and...
I don't know the other kids. I know her good, because she was the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her. And then sort of I think I went to her wedding. It's the only wedding I went to was it Schwartzman?
Schwartzman,
But this is Rabbi Cutler, Rabbi Schneier, I went to a few of her weddings that she made, a few of them. I don't remember the names exactly no more, but I went to a few, not many also. After a while, I lived in Williamsburg, then in Borough Park, and just, drifted apart. But the Rebbetzin Grumman and Rebbetzin Cutler, they were very, very good friends, very, very close.
Yeah.
So sort of, they kept me with them, I was sort of with them.
With that group.
Because I was very good friends with Mrs. Grumman.
Uh-huh.
Very close, even when we lived in Borough Park together.
There was another Grumman here from, he's in California now, you know them?
I don't know, maybe the son, could that be? They had only one son and one daughter, the Grummans. And they live in Lakewood as far as
I know.
All their lives.
Uh-huh, right.
Since they got married,
Right.
They married already their children, right? I don't keep in touch with them.
Uh-huh.
My kids got married, and then it's my boys never wanted to go to Lakewood.
No.
Uh-huh. But after a while, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest, he's married to Rabbi Zimmerman's daughter, his oldest daughter.
Which Rabbi Zimmerman?
Chaim Zimmerman.
Was he from Chicago?
Yeah, from Chicago.
Where does he live now?
Now he's in Exeter Hall.
Uh-huh.
So he was in Lakewood for about 6 months, and he didn't like it. He just left.
Uh-huh. When was he here? for years.
My son, a long time. He's now Kanainahari, and he's my oldest.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And he's married. Well, yeah, I married all his children practically already too.
What years was he here? You remember?
My son?
Yeah.
It must have been let's say I lived in Barba, maybe in the '70s.
In the '70s. Oh.
Just before he got married. No, he got married in 1968, so he must have been after that. Yeah, by 1970, 1971.
Uh-huh.
Then he went to
his name the Potash, Nevada, right?
Potash, the Nevada Yeshiva.
Uh-huh.
That's where he stayed, and then he met her, and then Chaim met him, and the shidduch came about.
Uh-huh.
He married young; he was 20 years old when he got married.
So, what was the relationship between your husband Rabban? Anything that significant?
Well, they knew him since he was a kid in the yeshiva, and sort of, you know, he was a good student, and he was a good, you know, he wanted him to stay, but somehow my husband, once he started with politics there, I don't know exactly what,
okay,
he sort of didn't want to stay there.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to go into business, work, you know, that's what happened.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then he built the yeshivas himself.
Which yeshivas did he build?
Well, we had the yeshiva for Mishnayos classes on in Borough Park on 44 and 14th Avenue.
So you used to live in Borough Park?
Yeah. It's called Yeshiva Beth Henoch. It was my father's name.
Uh-huh.
Obashal. Uh-huh. So, and we had a lot of kids coming at night learning, every night almost. Not almost, every night.
Uh-huh.
And it was nice. And then in Ezesol, he made a lot of classes like from Mishnayos.
Uh-huh.
He was very much into that, but he was in business,
mm-hmm,
most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
that's about it.
Yeah, could you make like a summary of the whole experience?
What do you mean?
Let's say if you wanted to say this Rabban was like.
I think he was a wonderful person and an Erlach person. I don't know if you have such good Olim today, so Erlach like he was. That's what I think. My opinion don't mean that nothing. That may not mean anything.
Everybody's opinion is important.
I think that he was something really special. I don't think so we'll have anybody like this again.
Okay, so thank you very much for
your
interview, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Yeah.